Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the birthday lady. Happy birthday.
Yeah, good day. Good
it
day.
Is. That is so neat. Well, Pam Collins is in our studio, I should say that. How have you been?
Pretty good. And by the way, we finished harvesting all of our honey now.
Oh, you did?
And,
good.
I'll be bringing it in here.
Good.
Real shortly. And I'll have some bottles. It's very delicious again this year. Ooh. We got more. We had 13 gallons last year, and we had 17 gallons this year. So that was good.
Does that mean it was a better summer, or you had more bees? Or
I think, yeah, they just did better. I'm trying to think if we had more bees. We might have had a little bit more bees, okay. Not many, though. They okay. just did better, I guess.
Wow, good, yeah. Good. That's neat. So to have locally produced honey, and it is delicious. And then we sold out real quick last year, so.
Yeah, and this time we're going to save a little bit more for ourselves. Because we started running low at the very end.
Oh, no. So, oh, yeah. No. Well, Pam, how are sales in your office this week?
Oh, this has been a hop-and-bop-and month again. You know, I always talk about that whiteboard, but that's what we always look at. One side of the whiteboard has all the listings, and they just keep coming on the market. And then the other side are the sales, you know, houses that have sold, and it's getting filled up. So, yeah, okay. Busy.
Well, busy's good, though, isn't it?
Yes, in this market, it is good.
How about some specific listings that you may have?
Yeah, well, I'll mention a couple of my own that have, you know, the problem is they come on market and they do tend to sell out, you know, so quickly. So, okay. If you are interested in anything I talk about, contact me right away because it's just how they go. But I have an end unit on Yellowstone. You know, over there, mm-hmm. off the spiral, and real, real nice, clean, sunny, airy one, and it's listed for 180, and in fact, the last two that have sold in that area sold for 185, and so we marked it just a little bit lower, so it should sell quickly, I'm thinking.
Is that a townhome now?
It's a townhome,
okay.
Yeah.
How many bedrooms, do you know?
Yes, three bedrooms, all on the same level upstairs, and of course, the washer and dryer up there, too, and then on the main floor, there's a nice vaulted ceiling. And a fireplace, and this one happens to be at the end of there are these little cul-de-sacs that the townhomes are mm-hmm. on, and this is at the quiet end, kind of overlooking a little bit of a green area, so it's a really good location.
Okay,
give me a buzz if you want to find out more about that one.
Okay.
And I'll just mention one that I have. It's actually in Egan, but that's not too far away. Mm-mm. And this is a development that they don't come on the market that terribly often, and it's a quad home. And it's one identical to the one my grandma lived in, and so I know the layout really well. It's so nice. It's got the vaulted ceilings and a beautiful sunroom with French doors and two bedrooms. And the master bedroom has a really nice bath, and then a huge walk-in closet coming out of it. And one thing that a lot of the townhomes don't always have is a lot of storage, but this particular design, it's kind of some people use it for an office or a extra little room toward the back there. There's one of those stairs that pull down from the ceiling.
Oh, yes.
It's really easy to walk up to, and there's a huge storage attic up above the house. And, oh, my word, I know my grandma had so much stuff packed in there. Oh, my word. And so this unit also has that. So
that is something you don't see nowadays because mm-mm. of insulation and stuff. Because my grandparents had the same thing. You crawled mm-hmm. up the wooden steps and a lot of storage.
Yeah, in a townhouse. And it was built 2004, I want to say.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's all one-level living, double garage and stuff. So, let me know if you had any questions about that.
And how can folks get a hold of you?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Call my cell, 651-319-1298.
Okay. And if you can't, if you don't have time to write that down, you can call Edina Realty of Hastings at 437-2121 and ask for Pam.
Yes.
That works too.
Yep. Still the only Pam there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Our topic of the week, questions part gazillion.
Yeah.
And you know how to spell that.
And I, you know, I've been working through some of the questions that I keep running into, and I keep getting more questions, so I don't know when it's going to end. So I was hoping that maybe I could wrap it up this week, but we'll see. I don't know. Maybe we will, maybe we won't.
Okay.
You ready for the first one?
Let's do it.
Okay, because I get a lot of questions about how you should price your home. You know,
yeah,
when it comes time to sell, what do you base it on? And a lot of times I have sellers say, well, I want to price it high enough so that there's room for negotiations. I do hear okay. that a lot.
And that's fair.
It is fair. It depends really on what market, mm-hmm. what the market is like. And it just so happens that right now where we're in what's more of a seller's market, you don't. That doesn't necessarily work. The counterintuitive thing, but the really effective thing for this past year, maybe 2 years, especially earlier this spring, I noticed it, is to kind of get an idea where that sweet spot is. And your realtor will help you go through comparable properties to find out kind of that range. And then you get kind of a feel for that, what it probably will go for, not what you want it to go for, but what it will probably right. likely sell for, based on what other homes have actually sold for, you know, that are similar to yours. And price it just on the wee low side of that, because you're just going to get more people into it. You get more people into your house, you're going to get more offers on your house, and then the buyers themselves will drive the price up rather than you having to start high and then come down low. So now, if it were a little bit different of a balance of a market, say it was more of a, there were more buyers, I suppose, you know, you may want to consider doing it high, thinking that maybe you need to negotiate down, but I wouldn't necessarily, it's better to err on the low side than on the high side, to be honest. And if you did accidentally get it too low, you'll find out real quick, because you'll get offers in that are more than you asked for it.
Uh-huh.
And if you priced it too high, you'll know that too fairly soon, because people will be, if people do come to look at it, they won't come and look at it if they think it's priced too high. But if they do come and look at it and nobody writes you an offer, say a week has gone by, 2 weeks have gone by, you better reconsider your price. Because you're going to either have to do something better to your house to make it more valuable, or you're going to have to lower the price.
Okay.
You know, and that actually reminded me of another point.
Okay.
Should I just keep talking?
Sure. Yeah.
When I was mentioned, you know, that sometimes there are things that you can do to bring more value to the mm-hmm. house. Some of the things you just need to take care of before you put your house on market, if you're able to,
mm-hmm.
is, you know, get rid of the clutter.
Yeah.
I always take my invisible hand and pretend I'm wiping it across a countertop, because that's what you want to do physically. You want to okay. take everything away and maybe just put one or two things out. And have a friend that you trust that isn't afraid of offending you walk mm-hmm. into your house.
That has to be the tough part.
Yeah. And ask this hard question: how does it smell?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you live in a house, you just don't notice. Maybe you've got some pets,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they've made some messes on the floor. You cleaned them up, but maybe some of the smell is still there.
Yeah.
Or you've got a dog that was out in the rain and then was laying on its favorite bed, and it just has that dog smell to it.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't want odors in the house. And don't try to cover it up by putting a strong air freshener on. Oh, my word.
Yeah, that's the first clue, isn't it?
I walk in houses and there's a real powerful air freshener, and you know what everybody's first thought is.
Yep.
What are they trying to cover up?
I was going to say there's something here that they're trying to, yep, yep.
Yeah.
Going back to the clutter part of it, is the reason for that because less clutter makes it look bigger, or is it just that's the way people expect it?
Both.
Oh, okay.
You know, people are pretty savvy. Even sellers have gotten pretty savvy, and if your house is for sale, you're competing with everybody else on the market. And there are other sellers who have made their house spick and span, done everything to, some people hire professional stagers, you know, and they've made it look as close to a model as they can. And so if somebody's been in a house like that, and then they come into your house and you've got a bunch of clutter around and stuff, the buyer is seeing the comparison because they're going from house to house to house to house. And sometimes if you're selling a house, it's not a bad idea to maybe just get out and look at some houses and see what other people do to prepare theirs for selling. But you're right, it does make it look so much better. Bigger when you don't have all that stuff in there.
Yeah.
Even like big pieces of furniture. One of the houses that I have coming on market shortly, she had two full-sized couches in her living room. It's a large living room, and she could certainly accommodate it. She had them kind of L to L, kind of so it looked like a sectional, even though it was two couches. But she's getting rid of one of those couches, and I know the moment she does that, the room is going to all of a sudden expand and feel so much bigger.
There's that idea of, you know, they're our home, we want to make it look homey, but it only looks homey to us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, somebody, our idea of that is different than the next person's, person's after that.
Yeah. An entire wall filled with all the pictures of your family and extended family.
Is homey for you.
Homey for you, but maybe not somebody else.
They want to picture their own family there.
Yeah. Yep. It doesn't mean if you have some pictures like from your wedding and, you know, some stuff up, you don't have to get rid of all your personal stuff.
Right.
Maybe think quality, but get rid of the quantity, if that's one way to put it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
How can people get a hold of you, Pam?
Call me, 651-319-1298.
Or 437-2121 and ask for the only Pam.
Yep. You got
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the smells in dog and pet stuff. How does a person get rid of that? Do they have to hire somebody professional, or can a realtor suggest ways to, you know?
Most realtors have ideas for you.
Okay.
And one simple thing is a lot of times the carpets have gotten fairly used, if there's been, you know, a dog or two running around on them. Replace the carpet if you can. It's not that expensive. Or at a minimum, have it professionally cleaned. That makes a big, big, big difference. And if you've got like a big dog bed, speaking of dogs.
Put it in the garage.
Put it in the garage. Get it, you know, keep it really clean because they do retain the smell, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're a smoker, you know, cigarette smoke is a hard thing to get rid of, and you don't notice it if it's your own.
Yeah.
You know, if your own house, this is just what you're used to. People that don't smoke are really turned off when they walk into a house that has cigarette smoke in it. And anything porous seems to absorb that smell and keep it in there for a long time.
Okay.
So removing carpets is a big thing. If you can repaint walls, seal that in, you know, anything porous that you can seal, cover, repaint, remove, I would do that. That helps. And keep it aired out. And for Pete's sake, don't smoke in your house.
Exactly.
Just step outside.
Does that extend to vaping too, because that's the new thing, and I know I can smell vaping when people are doing it.
Oh, I don't know.
You know,
probably any smell that isn't, that's out of the ordinary, mm-hmm. people notice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if you were cooking with garlic that night, people will walk in and notice it.
But for me, to stick around, doesn't it?
That's a good smell to me, though. I love things with garlic. It's like, oh, can I stay for dinner? Yeah. And I just wanted to mention one other thing, that even if a person is not thinking of selling, like, right now, mm-hmm. but eventually you will. Okay,
right.
You know, say right now you've got your kids and you need all the space that you can, but pretty soon your kids are going to be going, maybe you're downsizing and you're thinking, I don't need this big house anymore. But in the meantime, you've put on a big deck, you know, maybe you remodeled a room, you had a fireplace installed or whatever things that you've done around the house. Now, keep copies of, get permits for any work that's done. And keep copies of those things. Get a lien waiver if you can. I mean, right now, and if you have like a notebook or something, you could just, or a file, just throw those things in there when those things get done. But one thing that does come up when people sell their houses, one of the questions that you have to answer on your disclosures are, have you had any work done, remodeling, that requires a permit, and were permits, proper permits, pulled? And that can be an issue. So just a word to the wise to make sure permits are pulled, and maybe keep copies of the documentation showing those things.
Does that cause a closing problem if you didn't say you didn't have a permit for it? I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't, but what's the reason for that?
It does raise an issue, and especially say there's a mechanic or a mechanic's liens, mm-hmm. they're called.
Yep.
Somebody installs a fence and they file a, you know, it could be a $6,000-$10,000 thing to have mm-hmm. a big fancy fence put up. And in your disclosure or whatever, you say, you know, newly installed fence. Well, what happens is the underwriting company, when they give you the title insurance to the person buying the house, they don't want to take a chance that there's going to be the person that built that fence going to come back and say, hey, just a minute here. They never paid me. They owe me. There's a lien on the house. So they want to make sure all those things are cleared up. And the city wants to make sure that permits were pulled, because you can be in some legal problems if you don't do those type of things. So just right now, while you're making those decisions, do it right. Keep the records. So when the time comes, you can just show those things to underwriting and say, oh, no problem. We did it right. Here you go.
And here you go.
Yeah.
Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
And Pam, it's been fun. I've learned a lot, and the time flies by when
really?
We're learning.
Oh,
yes.
But you know what? I didn't get through all my questions, so we may have to do gazillion and one next time.
Gazillion and one. Gazillion and one part two. Thanks, Pam. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor, Pam Collins. If you'd like to get a hold of Pam or you have any questions for her, her cell phone, 651-319-1298. Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 437-2121 and ask for Pam.